Good Tuesday. Today is November the 4th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time this morning, talk about scholarship season as it's coming up, and the Ohio Soybean Council and Ohio Soybean Association both offering a number of scholarships for young people studying agriculture. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Mackenzie Joseph. Mackenzie is a communications coordinator with the Ohio Soybean Council. Mackenzie, Ohio Soy believes very strongly, I know, in investing in the next generation. And one way that that's done is through scholarship opportunities. It's hard to believe it's that time of year again, but it always rolls around. What are some of those opportunities that folks can take a look at through Ohio Soy?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Dusty. So both the council and the Ohio Soybean Association are happy to offer scholarships this year. Starting off with the council, we're offering $47,000 this year in scholarships, and that's comprised of both undergraduate and graduate scholarships. That includes 7 undergraduate scholarships of $3,000, one $3,000 Robinson Joslin Scholarship, the $5,000 Bima Vapor Engine Scholarship, and then this year we're excited to announce a new scholarship in honor of Thomas Fontana, who is retiring at the end of this year. Tom is our research and education director, so we decided to establish a $3,000 scholarship in his name specifically to a student studying ag ed. So we're happy to recognize those students. And then our graduate students, we have 3 $5,000 scholarships available for them, studying anything related to agriculture with their research.
Very nice. And as we all know, the cost of college continues to increase. These are nice awards. $3,000 can really go a long way to helping make a difference in offsetting those costs.
Yeah. So, and then on the association side, we are happy to announce we have 2 $1,000 scholarships available. But what's different about those scholarships this year is that they are now available to high school seniors who are going to be with an intent to enroll in college. Previously, we did not have that available on the association side or the council side. So we're happy that this year we're opening that up to high school seniors who are planning to enroll and study agriculture as they're planning to enter college.
Outstanding. Where can students or parents that are interested in learning more go to get the applications and learn more about what's required?
Yeah, all of those applications can be found on our website, soyohio.org. That's both on the council and the association side, and they can find the application links and more about how they can apply and what is required of students.
And what are we looking at as far as the deadline?
Yeah, all of those scholarships close at midnight on January 16th, 2026, and they are open now.
All right, so a little bit of time to get that done, but once the holidays hit, things go fast, so a great time to get a start. Again, my guest today is Mackenzie Joseph. She's communications coordinator with the Ohio Soybean Council. Mackenzie, thanks so much for your time. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
I'm visiting today with Chad Threewitz, and Chad is an agronomic service representative with Syngenta. Chad, thanks so much for your time today. You know, as we look at the 2026 crop year coming up and increased fertilizer prices year over year, those rising costs are impacting nutrient plans as we look ahead to next season. How should growers be thinking about weed control strategies, especially as it relates to fertilizer investment?
Yeah, you know, input costs are up in many areas, you know, especially fertilizer. And I think sometimes there's a tendency because of that growers may try to cut costs in other places, especially maybe in that crop protection expense and specifically herbicides. However, we've seen that, you know, really those prerequisites for maximizing yields start with, you know, that good base fertility and then the clean weed-free fields before we can really start pushing that envelope in other areas. You know, while fertilizer prices may be down from a couple years ago at the peak, they're still relatively high, you know, compared to crop prices. So it is a strong investment that we've got to make in the crop really before we get started. And by eliminating those early season weed competition, we can help growers protect their fertilizer investment because, you know, weeds do rob nutrients along with competing with our corn crop. Some research has been done that even 2 to 4 inch weeds, based on today's prices, there's up to a 15 to 20 bushel or $20 an acre loss for growers when it comes to what those take up as far as nutrients.
Yeah, it's something I think as growers we just don't think about a lot of times. We think about the competition for sunlight. We think about competition for water and moisture. But the fact that those are pulling the same nutrients we want our crops to get, sometimes that gets biased. And like you said, having a strong pre-emerge residual herbicide can really do the trick. So as far as recommendations go, what products would you say would be good to manage some of those fertilizer robbing weeds?
There's lots of good products out there. One of the ones that we recommend is Acuron herbicide. Some of those benefits that we get with that product is, as we think about just starting clean and staying clean, Acuron herbicide, applied pre-emerge, we can get strong residual on large seeded broadleaves like ragweed, cocklebur, morning glory, those that really can rob yield. Also good on water hemp that tends to, you know, be even strong, you know, more now to compete with the crop. And you think about this product, it works well because it does have 4 active ingredients, 3 unique modes of action. It contains a product called bicyclopyrone that is really good on those large seeded broadleaves, but also gives us that longer season residual to help us from having weeds come up late. And really that's when a lot of times the weeds are starting to pull, you know, nitrogen when the crop is competing for at the same line. So, by eliminating that early season weed competition, it's going to give us that best potential for our return on investment as well.
Chad, okay. Real quick, if growers want to learn more, where can they go for more information?
Growers can talk to their local Syngenta retailer or visit Acuron-herbicide.com.
That's AcuronHerbicide.com. Again, my guest today is Chad Threewitz. He's an agronomic service representative with Syngenta. And we're talking about the ways that we can help growers conserve their fertilizer dollars by actually going after the weeds and the benefits of Acuron herbicide. Chad, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.